The Canticle of Simeon, which we just heard, is one of my favorite canticles in all of Scripture. And let me just read it again. It's brief. Master, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. With mine own eyes I have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. These beautiful words are prayed as one of the standard canticles at evening prayer. It is one of the three great evangelical canticles that announce the proclamation of God's arrival of salvation. The other two include the Benedictus in morning prayer and the Magnificat, which is used also in the evening. The canticle proclaims the faithfulness of God, is a canticle with special poignancy in situations for persons at the last stages of life. When I was the chairperson of the Centennial Evensong Service at our Episcopal Cathedral last fall in Hartford, in the front row sat my priest mentor and dear friend, Father David Cannon, one of the finest priests in our diocese. David is nearing the end of his life and is actually praying for death. As the choir was singing this beautiful canticle, his eyes happened to lock with mine, me sitting in the sanctuary and him down below in the first row. And it took all of my strength not to break down while seated next to the bishops and the presiders of the ceremony. The message was clear. David's time was coming toward an end, and he was praying for the day when God would give him the grace to be dismissed from this life and born into the next. I never fully understood who Simeon was historically, but I've always loved this prayer for as beautiful prayer for endings. Father Mike Marsh, an Episcopal priest in the Diocese of West Texas, helped me with the context. So here's just a little bit on Simeon. Simeon was a devout Jew who had been promised by the Holy Spirit he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. When Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem for the ceremony of consecration of the firstborn son, at least 40 days after the birth, Simeon was there and he took Jesus into his arms and uttered the words that we heard today. Tradition says Simeon was one of the 70 translators of the Hebrew scriptures, translating them into Greek, what we call the Septuagint. The translation was supposed to have begun around the 3rd century before Christ and was completed in the year 132 before Christ. So are you doing the math here? That means that Simeon was a really, really old guy. One strand of the tradition says he was 270 years old when Jesus was presented at the temple. Another says he died at age 360. Now we know he really wasn't that many years old, so don't get hung up on the details. What's important to understand is he was very, very old, which is actually a biblical sign of his holiness and a gift from God. Our sacred tradition says that Simeon came to a verse in Isaiah that says, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son." And this made absolutely no sense to Simeon, and he was going to substitute the words virgin for a young woman. When an angel stopped him and declared the verse was to be true, and promised that before he died, Simeon would see this child of a virgin. Simeon had promised that he will see the Messiah, the Christ, the one whose name means salvation, and that promise was made nearly 200 years in prophecy before it actually was fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. Simeon, having lived those days, years, and decades with hope, trust, expectation, anticipation, every day for weeks and months and years and even decades, he was waiting and wondering, is this the day I will see the salvation, or is this the day for me to give up hope? Is this the day I will experience the fulfillment of the promise, or is this a day that I despair of it ever really being fulfilled? Simeon's life was one of expectation, anticipation, and waiting. And who among us has not had his or her life characterized by expectation, anticipation, and waiting? We've all stood in that place waiting for and needing something to happen, living in expectation and hope, anticipating the future, and wondering if today was going to be the day. You and I wake up each morning and decide whether we believed in God's future for us or whether we would give up. We all know what it's like to wait, waiting for life to change, waiting for grief to go away, waiting for a special prayer to be answered, for joy to return, for forgiveness or reconciliation, waiting for clarity about a decision, for meaning and purpose, for healing and for new life. We wait and hope for all sorts of things. I'm sure some of you today are hoping for either the Chiefs or the 49ers, so we're not going to go there exactly. Today we will be baptizing little Cason Thomas. How appropriate it is that he is presented and being baptized on the same day that our Lord's Feast of the Presentation in the temple. Today is a culmination of a period of waiting. The waiting of Cason's parents and families for his birth was a time of great expectation, of hope, of natural concern, and great joy when the waiting was over for them. A waiting until he was old enough to go outside and now be brought to church to be presented to God and to join the family of Jesus Christ as a baptized member of Christ's body, the church. We have all sorts of hopes and expectation for what God is doing in our lives and in our world. I think we all come here this morning with some hope, some need, some expectation. We come here trusting and anticipating the promise that God is present and working in our lives, even if we can't see it or even if we can't clearly understand what that might be. So we show up and we wait for the miracle. And that's what Simeon did. So what's the miracle that Simeon was waiting for, and what is the miracle for us? Father Mike says, I don't think it is that Simeon lived to such a great age that's a miracle. It's not that Simeon held the baby Jesus. It's not that Simeon's eyes saw salvation or that Simeon had been set free to go in peace. Those things are happening all the time. The presentation of Jesus is all around us. So what then is the miracle for Simeon? Father Mike continues, Simeon continued to show up. He continued to be vigilant and attentive. He continued to trust the promise. He continued to wait with hope and expectation, and he never despaired. He never walked away from the promise. The miracle for Simeon and for us is in the act of showing up. Sometimes showing up is the most difficult work for us to do, and it takes all that we have and all our strength to simply show up sometimes. But it's always a question before us. Will we continue to show up? Will we be awake and vigilant? Will we live with hope and trust? Showing up is the means through which God fulfills the promise to us and to Simeon. Simeon thought he was waiting for the child to show up, but what if it was really Jesus waiting for Simeon to show up? Simeon thought he was presenting the child to God, but what if it was really the child presenting the old man back to God? Every day Simeon showed up, the Christ Jesus was seeing and upholding him. That's what I believe this feast is all about, and why I think I was so moved when the eyes of my elderly mentor and mine locked as the canticle of Simeon was sung. I realized that in that moment, here was a man who showed up every single day as a priest for 56 years And here he was relegated to being shuffled from place to place in a wheelchair in great difficulty and pain, but showing up all the same as an honorary canon of Christ Church Cathedral in Hartford. It touched me because I knew in that service would be the last service he would ever attend at the cathedral. He was being presented to God and seeing the salvation of God present in the magnificent service we all shared in. In that moment, David became Simeon, knowing his waiting would be coming to an end in the not-too-distant future. Yet he keeps showing up even now, where he is living in a nursing home in Groton. He showed up this Christmas dressed in full Santa regalia in his wheelchair decked out like a sled, with two elves pushing him and two little dogs dressed as reindeer. And that's what showing up looks like for each of us. In spite of the difficulty of his failing health, he still showed up to bring the light of Christ at Christmas to his fellow residents and staff. What Simeon and David experienced can be ours too if we continue to show up. The presentation of Jesus doesn't happen in the Jerusalem temple, but it happens in the temple of our lives, every moment of every day, day after day, month after month, year after year, and for many of us, decade after decade. It happens in the midst of waiting. It happens every time we show up to the reality of our lives. And now it begins for little Kaysen to begin a life of showing up, to be like David, a light of Christ to the world. The world is waiting for you, little Kaysen, and that wait, which now extends to his circle of family and friends who are here, will soon expand to neighbors, friends he will make in daycare or school. It will extend to his future family and outward more and more through his whole life. So our job here today is to support him in this call as he grows and matures. And it's not just the job of his family, but all who become part of his family and faith. All of us share the call of Simeon to show up, and just maybe showing up is not about waiting on the Lord, but really the Lord waiting for us to show up in our lives each and every day. So my friends, let's show up and claim that which is already ours.